I said, no, thank you, I'm full. Don't care for anymore.
What do you call food that you have one day and then have it the next day?
Oh, leftovers.
I think I like those about as much as anything.
Yeah, what's
wrong? Some of them.
I guess that's where you save the money, a leftover.
Yeah, if you don't have to put too much extra stuff with it.
Yeah. Boy, don't it cost so to eat?
Oh, boy.
For a family.
No, but I love it. Gosh, I love it.
Man, live to eat and eat to live, don't
you? Yeah. We had some fish the other day. We bought it at the store, though. Funny thing, we got some Japanese trout. Shipped over frozen. Each of them was a half pound. It was only 79 cents a pound.
Pretty good fish.
Yeah. And just about no waste. I was amazed.
That's cheap enough.
Yeah, we paid that much for catfish over there.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you take a good channel cat, boy, they run pretty much over that, don't they?
Yeah. Well, we went out to Blackwell. I had some commercial netters out there, and I bought some steaks from them. 79 cents a pound. No good at all. Just old, fat, greasy fish.
Talking about fish, we eat it there all about 4 years ago. Delaware and a bunch of us. Went over that little Chinese fay there in north part of town. It's called the three tire, you know?
Yeah.
So Delaware ordered channel cat dinner. They brought the old channel cat out. Oh, he's a big lone sucker. But he had his head and his eyes still on him. Tail and everything.
Hmm.
All he had done is just take the insides out, I guess, and cook them.
His
eyes and tail and everything still left on. But he's a pretty nice fish.
Just like a trout. Huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a pretty nice place to eat. We'll eat when we go over there.
Yeah, I was over there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I ate up there.
Good, clean place.
Pretty I didn't good. Know where to go. I carry a mobile travel guide. Uh-huh. Gives you hints on the restaurants.
Yeah. Well, Enid is short of good eating places. I know some.
Well, it is Ohio, and no place where to eat.
Well, I like that. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's where we either go when we go over there. Go up for y'all and haul a load of land over about every shop, Christmas shopping. That's the first one thing I know. No, that's where we either go. Well, they keep that thing clean.
Seem to.
Yeah.
I stopped there on my way up here in March. Mm-hmm. Came up there and went to Alvin and
yeah.
Came down.
I'm sure you got your friend in
the If a kid is eating and he crams his mouth full and then he just sort of gulps it down, you see, now just take your time. Don't gulp it down. Take time to.
Take time to chew your food?
Mm-hmm. And after you chew, then you can. Do what to it?
Do what?
Chew it up and.
Let her go on down.
Swallow it.
Do what?
Swallow it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do then what?
Just chew her up and swallow her and then get some more. Poke some more down here.
Did your wife ever take cornmeal and put it in water and boil it?
Cornmeal and boil it in water? No, I don't think I saw her do that. What kind of dish that'll make?
Mush?
Mush? I don't think Della had it. Mom used to do it all the time.
What'd she do? Just use cornmeal and water or put it in the
put a little salt on.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't think she put anything else. Stir it up good.
Okay. What did you call that?
We used to call it mush. Mm-hmm. Dad used to eat a lot of it. He used to, all he ate just about like breakfast food, milk and cream, sugar, and then left over, Mom would fry it next morning.
Oh boy, I like that. My wife does that, boy. I'm happy all day long.
Yeah, she fried pretty crisp. It is pretty good fried.
Mm-hmm. I love
mornings.
It. Put a little syrup on it.
Yeah.